Letha. As summer approaches, many people turn their attention to dropping a few pounds, tightening muscles, and carefully selecting outfits to show off their successes. This is the perfect time to implement a spiritual diet as well. Rich with reflection, passion, and forward motion, focus should be on rebalancing energy and reconnecting with nature. Letha, the summer solstice, reminds us that crops are growing and the earth is warm with the brilliance of the sun. On this longest day of the year, it is appropriate to bask in the glow of the earth's robust brilliance. This is a natural time of balance. Fire and water, male and female, night and day. Balance is explored and inspired as a state of creation. Still a celebration rich with bonfires and dancing, Letha is the time to honor the earth and the heavens in eternal balance. Cardia, the goddess of the gates, reminds us that this is also the time of choice. Although the weather is temperate and we are busy with the activities of the season, this is the perfect opportunity to look at the path we are weaving for ourselves. She is the goddess of the center, the guardian of past and future. When we are in balance, in harmony in all aspects of our lives, it is possible to see through her eyes the significance of now by recognizing the value of past and future. With the sun illuminating both the flaws and rich construction of the way before us, we can choose to modify our journey to include a fuller and more balanced approach to our visions. It is up to each of us to prune the bushes along the way and to sweep the sand from our path. As we work, defining and redefining the paths for our journey, Cardia turns her face to watch our progress. She opens doorways with her passionate breath, unlocking possibilities and adventures to support and empower us. But she cannot push us through the gate. We are now asked to take into account our growing crops and make the appropriate choices to continue nurturing them. As we fine-tune our vision and reignite our passion, Cardia opens the gateways through which we may walk, run, or fly on the wings of our dreams. This is a time to focus on health and relationships. As we water and fertilize our growing seeds in preparation for the harvest, we must diligently nurture and prune away that which might choke out the new green life pushing its way up to meet the sun. Every gardener learns to cut away that which threatens the healthy growth of core plants, first determining the nature of the plant and what harvest is desired. Second, deciphering the healthy plant from the sick and removing the weeds. Third, pruning away the parts of the plant that no longer serve it well. And fourth, harvesting when nature and man are both best served. The sun's light reminds us that we are meant to tend our growing gardens in hopes of a fruitful harvest. Many religions and cultures today still worship the sun, not as a god, but as connection to God. Created to support us, we should certainly honor its presence and its gifts. Our spiritual diet, then, at this spoke of the wheel, requires balance in all things. Not only should we tend our physical form, but we should also look to centering ourselves, body, mind, and spirit, together.